episode of On the Sidewalk.
On the Sidewalk. Yes.
What's up? What's going on today?
Okay, guys, we're trying to figure out the technical difficulties, and I did not sound the best in my AirPods, so I bought a little Amazon mic. So let us know if there's a difference, what you guys are feeling.
That sounds way better, but you can't, like, move your fingers around much because you can hear all that.
Okay, well, it's not, like, sexy to watch, but if it sounds better listening, like, that's cool.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What's new? What's going on with you?
Literally not a damn thing. Oh, yeah, there's just, like, not much going on, but I think I just decided that I need some kind of, I think we talked about this last week, you and I, separately outside of the pod.
Sorry,
I was like, what is happening? Are you staring at your chest while I'm venting?
Yeah, I was straightening up because I, like, watched the episodes and I'm like, oh my God, girl, sit up.
I know, that's why I lean against my couch to, like, keep my posture up. But yeah, I'm just, like, trying to figure out a routine here. So there's a gym in my brother's building, but it's not the best. So I'm, like, looking into a gym, looking into a dance studio. Like, I'm just going to, like, figure out, like, ways to pack up my days with stuff.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know. You and I are, like, in the same boat because I was, like, talking about it in therapy. And I'm, like, I need structure. I need a schedule. And so now I'm trying to go – not trying. I am going out of my apartment to work at least one day a week. I made it Tuesdays. So Tuesdays I'm going to be, like – discovering new coffee shops in my neighborhood, and it's so nice outside now that I'm like, I had such a lovely Tuesday sitting out by the water outside doing my emails and stuff.
I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah, and I want to do, like, a content day too, but I think I need to find, like, a new assistant or somebody to help me shoot content because I don't have anybody now that you're gone. Like, I want to in the middle of the day with somebody.
Like, randomly, like, what are you doing? It should just work out. Yeah, damn, it sucks that I'm not there because if I was there – like, our schedules align so well because we both are just like, what should we be doing with our lives?
I know. And I have all these cute spring summer outfits and I'm like, let me go get pics in all of them. I'm trying to think if there's anything else going on. I'm having my housewarming party this weekend.
I know.
You're not here. So that's sad. You will be missed, but not that many people can fit in this apartment anyway. So.
I know. True. I was like, well, I feel like me not being there would, like, probably be, like, really good for, like, space wise. I also decided that I want to get, like, a dance job out here, not stripping everyone, but I want to, like, cause, like, there's a club here called Dre's. It's, like, the biggest club in, like, Vegas. And they have, like, dancers, not, like, go-go dancers, but, like, actual dancers that learn choreography once a week. And they learn, like, 5 different routines to play with different songs. And they switch out their dancers throughout the night. And, like, I feel like that would be really cool. Cause I'm trying to figure out, like, where to place all my sexual energy. Cause I'm not having sex right now. And I think I'm going to try to not have sex all summer and just, like, put that energy into something else.
Celibate summer.
Also, celibate summer, baby. Also, the men here aren't cute. But if I'm in New York a lot this summer, don't fucking quote me on this because I will be fucking if I'm in New York.
Oh my God.
But if I'm in Vegas for the most part this summer, then I'm not having sex. So I want to, like, put this sexual energy into, like, dancing or something else. Okay. That's not sex.
That's a good
idea. That's a hot take.
Yeah. I want to play a sport. I feel like I've been, like, that's my summer bucket list thing. Like, I'm like, I really want to either, like, join a soccer league because I used to play soccer when I was growing up. And then, I mean, I played a little tennis too, but I'm not as good at tennis. But, like, you would not believe how hard it is to find a tennis court in New York. It's insane. It's like looking for an apartment.
If you go to the Chelsea Piers, like, there's a bunch of tennis courts and stuff up there.
Yeah, but if you look this up, there's, like, all these rules. And then you have to get a permit for the year to play on any public court. And then you have to wait in these lines. It's crazy. People get there at, like, 6 a.m. To play in the summer. I'm like, okay.
Well, you know how, like, running clubs are really big? There has to be, like, some, like,
tennis clubs.
League. Like, some clubs or something like that. But they're like, where are they?
And they're expensive, like everything else in this damn city. It's like just a lesson anywhere is like $75 is the cheapest I've seen for 1 hour for a lesson. I'm like, I don't need a lesson.
And what are you
like
gonna learn? What are you gonna learn after a lesson? You wanna play. Like, you have to play to actually play someone. Learn.
Yeah. I know. But we ran into these girls. I was out with Piper and we ran into these girls on the train. And she was like, oh my God, I love you guys. Like, sorry, like I wish I was dressed better. And we're like, what? She was like, in gym clothes. She's like, oh, well, we just came from our beach volleyball team. She's like, we're on a beach volleyball team and it was our first match tonight. And Piper was like, oh, I want to play beach volleyball. And she was talking about pickleball too. But I was like, clearly people are out here doing, it's like a happy hour league. So she did like, they did volleyball and then drinks after, I guess. But I'm like, I want to do something like that. A league.
Wow. That's actually a really good idea.
I've been saying
especially
that.
Especially like a good, girl, you've been preaching that since the vulnerable days. So
I've been
let
preaching
me not
that
even,
since just been not preaching football it. This time, just something else. I think tennis would be great, but
that would be really cute. And then you're like, can you want to be doubles? So good.
If anybody knows a place where I can play tennis that's not crazy expensive, let me know. Yeah. But let's go back to celibate summer. So,
oh, we're highlighting that?
I just like how it sounds as an alliteration. Celibate summer. I'm not going to have a celibate summer. Well,
yeah. Wait,
did you know what incel stood for?
Incel?
Like, you know, like how people call like men that are like in their basements, like that hate women, incels?
I've never heard that term ever.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew what an incel was. I didn't know what it stood for. It stands for involuntarily celibate.
Okay, so let the record show that I am voluntarily celibate. A bitch can fuck if a bitch want to fuck, but yeah, I just don't want to. Yeah.
I saw this girl talking about how incels are like not real because she's like, you're not involuntarily celibate. You're just a fucking dumbass who doesn't want to treat women right. So you're voluntarily celibate because you could get laid if you acted right, basically was her point. But I was like, oh my God, I had no idea that's what incel meant. But anyway.
There's something that I want to ask Chelsea, and I wanted to ask her publicly with you guys and make it a podcast episode.
Okay.
Let's talk about the first time that we had sex. I actually don't know your losing your virginity story. I don't think we've ever talked about it. So what better way to talk about it than on the pod?
I feel like we have talked about it. Probably
not
in detail. I
don't think we have.
But
yeah, I don't know your story.
The way that you just said that was so funny.
What?
You said, let's talk about the first time we had sex.
Oh. Oh, no. Breaking. It's on People Magazine. Podcast host.
Oh, man. Anyway,
guys, just
to clear the air, Cash and I haven't had sex together with each other.
We have not. We're talking about the first time we had sex.
We've actually talked about that because Cash said I wasn't her type, by the way. I've never forgotten it.
The thing about Chelsea is I say one thing in passing, like la 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 la, thinking that it was just like she'll bring it up. And I'm like, wait, I don't even remember saying that. Like,
yeah, she said it.
Guys, my type in women, I think you're stunning. And I call you probably every time we talk. You're perfect. It's just for women that I want to sleep with, I have a very specific type of woman. You're too feminine. I need someone a little bit more, rah, you know?
Okay. I will take that as a compliment. Thank you. Anyways.
Hit me up when you have some baggy pants on and I can't see your tits. Hit me up.
No, if I was a lesbian, I would not ever be masculine or like into masculine. Like, I feel like if I'm going to be gay, I'm going to be gay all the way. Like, I'm going to be into girls. Like, I want you to look girly.
I feel you.
Okay. Anyway, back to my virginity. So,
exactly.
I swear I told you this, but anyways, my first boyfriend in college, the man I was with for 5 years.
Okay. Got that part. Yeah.
Yes. He took my virginity. I gave it to him. I don't like he took. I don't like it. It
I
sounds
hate
like
when people say he took my virginity. I'm like, he stole it. Did he ask you?
Took it behind your back.
Yeah. No. Nice.
I was 21. It was senior year of college.
Wow.
I know. I was a waiter. I waited. Honestly, I feel like I'm the poster child for wait and it'll be a good time because anyone I talk to, and I'm excited to hear yours, but anybody else I talk to, all my friends talk about their virginity story or whatever, it's always a bad story. Like, it's always like, it sucked, it hurt, I didn't want to really, but like, I wanted to get it over with or whatever, you know? Or like, it was 2 seconds long. I had the best time. It was great sex. I was falling in love with him. Then we got together and we were together for 5 years.
Did it hurt for you? Like,
nope.
Okay.
Not at all.
No, I was going to say, did you come? But I feel like you can't come your first time.
No, I did not. I don't think. But it really wasn't the point, you know?
Yeah, you're losing virginity. The point isn't to get her to come. Yeah, no, of course.
Imagine my first time. I'm just like, we're not stopping this until
I want to fucking come. You don't even know what that means yet. Like, you're just, yeah.
Oh my God. No, but I think because I was an adult, like, I was a grown ass woman. Like, I was 21, about to graduate college. I just feel like when you're an adult and you like know your body more, know yourself more, your sex is going to be better. Like, I just feel like I was a grown up and it translated, if that makes sense. Like, if you have sex and you lose your virginity when you're 14, you're literally a child. Like,
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But this is
not as juicy as I thought it was going to be.
No, it was very me.
So you were like in love and with your boyfriend.
Yeah, no, like, it was very romantic.
Ooh, scandal. It was like, very, what the fuck?
Okay, it wasn't like, so we went to a brewery, we got kind of drunk, and then we were making out in my car, and then it was getting really hot and heavy, and I was like, oh my God, I don't want to lose my virginity in a car, so let's go home. And then went back to my apartment, and then we had sex. So that's the story.
Was it like a conversation of like, are you ready, or did he just...
He knew.
Did you guys both know it was going to happen?
No, he knew. I think it was always a conversation. It was always a conversation in my life, all throughout college, because guys were always trying to have sex with me. And I would be like, bruh, we're not having sex. Like, even if you come over, we're going to make
out. Especially when they know you're a virgin. Like, they want it even more when they
know. No, but it was like annoying because everyone would be like, well, are you waiting for marriage? Because by the time you hit above 18, like, I feel like by the time you're in college, if you say you haven't had sex, people assume like it's for a reason. Cause by that point you're like 20 and people are like, okay,
it's
a little long. So then everyone was like, oh, you're waiting for marriage. And I was like, no, I was just waiting for someone I really liked. Like, that was it. I just wanted to have sex for the first time with someone I really liked. And that someone was my boyfriend. That was the only requirement. And that just didn't happen for me until I was 21. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm not the fucking weirdo here. Everyone's acting like I'm crazy for just wanting to wait until I have a boyfriend.
You're like, I'm the normal one.
Yeah. But it was always a topic of conversation. So when I first started dating my ex, he knew I was virgin the whole time. Like, he knew. Everyone knew that, like.
Was he a virgin or no?
No. But he had only had sex with like a couple, maybe two or three girls, and it was like,
I love
once.
When guys wait, though. That's so sweet, the fact that he's had sex and he didn't push you and he waited. How long were you guys dating before you had sex?
Ooh, this is real back in the further corners of my brain. I know we had sex in March. That's specific. And our anniversary was in March.
Okay.
No, I'm just trying to think when I started dating him. I think I reached out to him. Oh. I think it was around Thanksgiving. So like 3 or 4 months.
Okay. You didn't wait that long.
Well, I met him freshman year.
Okay. So you knew him.
Yeah. So we had been doing this flirtationship for 4 years. So it took him 4 years to get in my pants.
Period. Okay.
Okay. Tell me yours.
I don't know why I thought yours was going to be like kind of off the wall, even though that's not who you are as a person. But
I was going to say,
like,
it's very me, that story.
Yeah, it's very you. But I wanted something like, and then I learned from, and then I became this woman. Like, it changed the trajectory of your life or something. But no, that story's sweet.
Okay, I will say this, though. Oh, this is kind of sad.
What? Yeah.
No, I told you this privately. That sex with that guy is still the best sex I've ever had.
You did tell me that.
Yeah,
but
it's hard
over
to
your
compare.
Sexual history with you. I'm not shocked that that's the best sex that you've had. Yeah.
Okay, but also it's hard to compare your first love and your first time to other people.
Oh, I'd be compared, but let me tell you my.
I'm trying to justify it,
girl. No. Because there's someone that, like, I have in my head that I'm, like, probably, like, up there with the best sex that I've had. And that's, like, someone recent. And I just told you who the best sex. Ooh. Okay. My virginity story. So I called myself a waiter. But then, like, talking to you, you waited. So my older sister lost her virginity very young. I think she was like 14 or 15. So then I made a promise to my parents, especially my mom. I said, I'm not going to lose my virginity until prom night. I love rom-coms, romance, Disney Channel. Like, that's like when it was done on Disney. So I was like, I'm going to do that. I lost my virginity 2 weeks before prom and I still hate myself for it because I didn't keep that promise to myself. Close your mouth. Why are you doing this? You're making me feel bad.
Because you told me that you went to prom with a guy that was gay.
I did. I didn't lose my virginity at prom. 2 weeks before prom,
I lost my virginity. No, I got that. But the plan was to lose your virginity at prom.
Well, yeah.
With him?
So this – no. This guy was older, actually. So I was 18. This guy was like 24, 25. Shout out, Adam. So he's not listening. He's like old as hell now. This man is probably – he don't even know what a podcast is. So yeah. So basically what happened is I – long story short, I go to his place. We're making out in his bedroom. He goes, do you wanna? And I necessarily didn't want to, but everybody was fast as fuck in my high school. And like everybody was doing it because everybody was in relationships. And so I'm like the suburb, small town, you know, like everybody usually dates and stays with that person all throughout high school. So I was like, I mean, yeah, I guess so. I will never forget this. He goes over to his closet and he reaches his arm up and he's like patting the top of his closet, like looking for a condom. And I hear him go, fuck. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, I don't have to ask yet. Like, oh no. And then I hear him go, like after a couple seconds, he's still patting around. I hear him go, okay, yes. Or I hear him go like that kind of like, I found it type of like noise. And I was like, I remember my body being like, do I even want to do this? Like I wanted to, and I didn't, like, it was weird. Cause I'm a very sexual person even then. So we start having sex and it's just like, we're like, I don't feel, he didn't warm up the engine. I don't know much like back then, obviously, but he just like, it was like, that's it. He just popped it in. Barely any kissing. Didn't really kiss my neck. It was like, bop, bop, flip me over, bop, bop. And then we went on his rug, like as in the third position. Guys, I remember this like thrust. Wait, by thrust. Wait,
was the, like the very beginning missionary?
Yes, the very okay. beginning, like he like just opened my legs a little bit and that was it. And then he like kind of flipped me over on my side, boom, boom. And then we got on his rug and I remember I had like a really bad rug burn and it just like didn't feel nice. And then it was over. Like it didn't feel bad, but it wasn't like in the movies when people have sex, it's like, fuck, like, oh my God. Like they're rubbing their bodies. They're staring at each other in the eyes. Like he did say like, are you okay? Like, is this okay? Like he didn't know I was a virgin. I never told him. I told him actually a couple of years ago. I was like, you took my virginity. He was like, what? Anyway, I'm getting off topic. But he was like, are you okay? Like, is this okay? Because he's like caring, I guess, in that way. But it wasn't a bad story. I think I just had high expectations. Like, I just didn't feel like anything. It didn't hurt. It didn't feel like super good. It was just like an object. Not that he's an object, but it was just this thing.
No, I understand what you meant by that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then he dropped me off home and my family was having a family party and I told everybody, my mom, my uncles, my siblings, I told everybody, I cried. I walked in the door and said, I just had sex and it was, bawled my eyes out. And then they all just started telling me their virginity stories. So like, again, I keep telling you, my life is very similar to a movie. Like I have so many movie like moments in my life, but yeah. We have my brother on this podcast one day and he could just like, we just talk about our lives at like growing up because it was just random.
I mean,
but yeah.
Okay, you were 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which isn't too bad. That's like a nice time.
No, that is. That is. At least you were legal, an adult, since he was 27 or whatever the fuck you said.
Okay, relax. 24. 27 is crazy. Because I wanted someone experienced. Again, that didn't really help. Yeah, but
if you get someone, I was about to say, that's not helpful. I feel like what's helpful is if they know you're a virgin. Because then, like, I don't know. I would rather somebody know.
I agree. Like thinking about it now, I think he wouldn't have been so like bop 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 flip the bop bop.
If you, I was gonna say the flip was crazy.
The flip is crazy. The flip is. I'm a virgin. I'm so innocent. I'm a porcelain doll. Why are you flipping her?
Oh my God!
I definitely should have told him, but I was trying to be like cool girl. Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
No, see, everyone. I don't know. Like it makes me a little sad.
Would you go back and change anything about your virginity story if you could? Like, would you wait longer? Would you do it on a different night?
No, nothing.
I know, because yours is like, ew, stop smiling. Like, you're thinking about it. You fucking whore.
No, I am. Yeah, no. Then we ended up doing it all weekend. And he was at a different school. I transferred schools. So I met him at the first school. And then we didn't get together until I was at the second school. So he had to drive like 2 hours to come see me. So when he came that weekend, he was there for the whole weekend. So I think it was like probably the Friday that I lost my virginity. And then he stayed the whole weekend. So we had a whole weekend of sex. And then, Yeah, I was supposed to be studying for a test. That's like one of the only tests I failed.
Girl, but at that point, I wouldn't even care if I failed. Like,
it was a great time. No, I wouldn't change anything. It was so nice. I know this is a rare thing. I'm sure everyone listening to this is probably rolling their fucking eyes. Like,
I know, I would love to, like,
had a nice time.
I need y'all to, like, give us, like, a couple sentences of your virginity story. I want to know everybody's on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
Share.
Okay, I just want to know how old you were. Tell me how old you were when you comment when you lost your virginity.
Yeah, that would be good. Like, how old y'all were.
Liked it or not.
I don't think I would. It's weird because it's like, I told you I live by this, like, not wanting to change anything that happened in your life because it shapes you as a person. So I wouldn't, like, change it because it happened, it's over, whatever.
Right.
But if I could write the perfect virginity story, it would not be that. You know what I mean? Like,
what would you have done differently? Waited longer?
I think the only thing I would have done differently is told him I was a virgin because he was so sweet to me. Like, but I think he was just like, yeah, he was fine. I don't know. I kind of wish it was someone that I had more build up with, I guess. Cause then right after that, I met my first love, like right when I went to college, like I became best friends with this guy. Then remember last week we were talking about the best friends to lovers trope, how that's not really a thing. That's how I met my first boyfriend. Like, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nope. Don't. But I was dating, I was like seeing this other guy, like kind of seeing him, whatever. And then I became really good friends with my first love. I like met him. We were at this party in college and the cops came, so we're running. And then I'm like, fuck, like whatever. And he's like, come on, like come this way. Like, so me and my girlfriends get in the car with him and his friends and we all drive back to the dorms together. And that's how I met him. We became really good friends. So the first year of college, we were just friends. And then like very, very good friends. Then we became like very, very close, like best friends. And then we dated the second year of college. And for him, I wish I would have like lost my virginity.
You could have lost it to him.
Very cute. I know. It would have been so cute.
Yeah. The boy that took mine, we met at my very first frat party, freshman year of college. All happens at parties.
It all happens at parties in college.
Yeah. And we made out that night and it was like the best kiss I've ever had in my life. And I was like, oh my God.
Still?
And then,
to this
no,
day?
No, no, no.
I'm like, girl. Oh my God, your life sucks.
Or this man was just really good and I had no idea. I was like, oh, let's break up because I could find better. And then
little do you know, you're fucking over here.
5 years later, I'm like, well, no, we made out that night. And then it's a long ass story, but basically on and off and off and on, not really doing anything for 4 years.
Yeah.
And then we didn't get together until senior year of college. And then he moved to New York for me. And then we moved in together.
I did not know you lived with him.
Yes, you did. I told you I lived with someone, my 5-year ex before.
Oh yeah. You did tell me that. Does he still live in New York?
As far as I know, actually I have no idea, but I wish him well. He's a lovely man. Yeah.
I wish my first boyfriend well, too. I think I'm not friends with him, but I think if there's any one of my exes out of the three that I would, like, call to just catch up with, it'd be him. Like, I kind of would love to know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Okay. I would love to bump into my first love just out and be like, hey. But
I think it would be really – I think it'd be very pleasant to bump into my first love, too. I don't know if he would feel that way, but I think it'd be pleasant.
I think my first ex would feel that way, my first love. It'd be pleasant for both of us, I think. Because when we broke up, it was bad.
But
we had closure. What were we going to say?
I was going to say, whenever I'm like dating someone, I always ask them about their virginity story. And I feel like guys' virginity stories are even more sad. The ones I've dated. Because I feel like everyone I've dated said they lost it at like a disgustingly young age. Yeah. And then, because, you know, there's pressure on guys, more pressure on guys to be like, oh, I'm having sex, like locker room talk, blah, blah, blah. So I feel like I've heard a lot of sad stories about like just getting it over with. I'm like,
I don't want to make this really sad, but this is like actually very sad. It's going to change the vibe of the podcast for 2 seconds and we can get on again. But every virginity story I hear of men, it's like not, it wasn't in their control. And when a man says no at that young of age, the woman is like, well, of course you want to. You're a man.
Right.
It's fucked. It's really fucked. It is like, fucked. And men don't get that same like regard when it comes to sex because women just assume.
People assume.
Society assumes that they want it.
I think there's just more pressure on men to like get rid of it quickly because they're going to get made fun of by their bros. But like they all lie anyway. Like I'm sure they're all just lying, saying they had all this sex and none of them had anyway.
Of course. Women do that too though. I remember like the tale as old as time when girls are like, I'm dating this guy, but he goes to a different school.
Yeah.
Like I had sex when he goes to a different school. And you've never seen
him? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He goes to college and he's just at class. So
he's older.
Do you feel like you look at sex differently now, like since that 18-year-old version of you and now the 20 – oh, my God, a decade?
Well, duh. I'm like, the 28, yeah, because I came. Little me wasn't coming before. I didn't have a rose when I was 18.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Do you think about sex differently with other human beings?
sorry, girl. Talk about the rose. I'm like, ooh. Yeah, of course. Like your views, hopefully your views changed in the last 10 years.
Okay. How has it changed? How have they changed?
Yeah. No, sorry. I'm just being a dick. I don't know. It's like before, you know, when you're younger, you're like sex, sex, sex. And you're not like thinking about it as much. You're just like having fun. But now it's just, I don't know. I am still a very, very hypersexual person, but I'm okay going lulls, I guess, of time. Not having sex because it's been a while for me, but I'm not like yearning for it or needing it or needing that human connection as much. Cause I think like when you really start loving yourself and coming into yourself as a woman from 18 to now in my, I guess, late 20s, I was going to say mid 20s. Oh my God.
Not even, I guess it is late 20s.
I wish if you guys are watching, her face looked at me like, sweetie, like she gave me the it's mid or it's late. I mean, I was about to say mid 20s and I'm like,
I guess late 20s. I'm literally a whole this year.
Now I'm trying to hold on to mid 20s. Yesterday, somebody asked what my age was and I said 27 and I was like, oh, baby, that's not my age. Just 28. But yeah, so obviously in the last 10 years, I've just like come into myself more as a woman. So like before, I think like I'd look at sex as like, oh, like I want to be loved. Like I want that like connection, but there's so many other ways to get that connection, even from the opposite sex without like having their ween inside you, you know?
Yeah.
So like, not me saying, you know, like it's a crazy concept, but I don't know. Sex is just different. I don't know.
I feel like
I'm not really answering that well.
No, I feel the opposite of you. Because
what do you mean?
Well, you said, you know how in the beginning you're all sex, 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 and you just want to have sex and blah, blah, blah. Like that wasn't me. In the beginning, I was celibate.
I was too. I'm still wanted the fuck though. My friends are like, it's amazing. I'm like, fuck, I want that.
Oh, I never cared like that. Like it wasn't like a, oh my God, I feel like I'm missing out. Like I can't believe I'm the only one not doing it. I never felt like that. I was kind of just chilling. Like I was
It wasn't like it wasn't like I feel left out. It was more like, damn, like I want to experience like that kind of, like it wasn't so much the sex for me. It was the connection that I just, cause boys didn't like me in school. So I never had like boyfriends lined up in high school. So I was like, fuck, like I want the kind of boyfriend that's like fucking me and we going on dates. And so I wanted that like connection and sex comes with the connection. So yeah, I was thinking about sex, but more boyfriend.
I wanted the connection. Like I wanted the boyfriend. Everyone else seemed to be having a boyfriend and finding love and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I wanted that. But it wasn't really attached to sex in my mind.
I got that you. Makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
Like it wasn't about the sex to me ever. Yeah. Mm. And then, so now obviously it's been, wow, a decade. Wow. We had sex at the same time.
Ew.
Again, guys, not
why
together.
Was she so not Chelsea, we are not helping ourselves every time we speak, bro.
Because I just thought about how we're not the same age, but we both had sex the same year. We lost our virginities at the same time.
I think the year was
2014.
Yeah, because I graduated 2014 from
me too. From college.
Oh no, from high school.
Well, I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. 2014. Yeah, oh my God. Wow.
That's crazy. That is crazy. 2014, please stand up if you lost your virginity in 2014.
Comment below if you lost your virginity in 2014.
14 club.
Oh my God. Yeah. So we've been having sex for 10 years.
Okay.
Both of us. Not I'm so done saying we. I can't do it.
Stop saying we.
You started it. Okay. What else was I going to say about my views?
We've individually
been having sex with other people that aren't on this call for a decade. Okay, I'm trying to be serious now about my views on sex. Because I feel like the way I think about sex and men is like all kind of wrapped up into, well, not just for me, I feel like for a lot of women, into like self-esteem. And so I feel like a lot of women, no shade, I'm not saying you, I'm saying other people, will have sex.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Well, they want to have sex for validation. Like a lot of my friends when we were younger wanted to have sex and had a lot of sex. And like, I think they just wanted that validation from men. And I was never that person. So I feel like, I don't know, sex has just always been a big deal to me. It's always been important to me. And I've never taken it lightly. So I think once I had already gotten to the point where I was like, wait, I just want to wait to have sex with someone that I have feelings for, then I was like, okay, well, it's harder to do that than I thought. And then once I finally did that, then it's like, okay, now I think sex is way better when you have feelings for someone and it means a lot more to me and it's better sex. So I'm like, okay, now I don't want to have sex with anyone that I don't have feelings for. So then I haven't really. So when I was saying it kind of changed for me opposite, in the opposite way. Now yeah. I think in the past 10 years, I've like chilled out a little bit more. Because I think part of that was an internal judgment or even like, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say shame, but like, it's like I held myself to this standard and I was like, oh, I can't have sex like other people, or like, oh, I can't be promiscuous. I don't know what word I'm trying to use, but I just like, yeah. I had this idea, I think, because I held onto my virginity so long that I was like, oh, like, it's cool that I haven't had sex with a lot of people and whatever. Because people put that on a pedestal. Yeah. But then now, as I've gotten older and grown up more and like become more of a woman and become more like sure of myself and who I am, it's kind of just like, if I want to have sex, I should. I'm a grown ass adult. Like, I shouldn't judge myself for that. The most empowering thing for a woman is to be able to have sex and do whatever she wants, not to be like, oh, well, I know my number is so tiny, so I'm better than other girls. Like, no.
Yeah, I hear
so,
you.
So like, yeah. So as I've gotten older, my view on sex has like chilled out a bit more, which I think it needed to.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's something I really have to sit down and think about, because I don't know. I just feel like my views in sex, like when it comes to like women having sex for validation, right? Or like attention, or I forgot exactly what you said. But for me, it was more like I grew up like when I was home alone watching TV, like it was all love romance shows. Like I am such a lover. So I've always wanted like that kind of like fairy tale love where it was, and I was watching movies I shouldn't have too at my age too. So like actual movies with like actual sex and like those rom-coms too. So it's like, I always saw sex as like a magical thing, right? Like that's what I thought sex was as a child.
Yeah.
Child is crazy. But as a young adult, like I thought sex was so supposed to be this magical moment and this magical connection. And I think that has changed for me over the last 10 years. Like, I feel like that's the best way to describe it. So in my mind, like I wasn't like, I want to have sex. I was like, I want to have sex to have this magical moment with the opposite sex. Like that's a perfect way to describe it for me, because I was trying to like morph the fact that I looked at it, the fact that I watched movies and sex. I was trying to figure out how to like make those things match up or relate, I guess. But that's the best way to describe it. So then now it's like, I still want that. And I'm not going to settle for anything less when it comes to a partner or love. I'm still very much wanting that like big love, that extraordinary love, that kind of love that you're like, fuck, when you think of it. I want to have the kind of love where I'm like, I can't believe this is my life every day. But I'm not like naive to think every time I have sex, it's supposed to be this out of town. I can't woo, like my body's levitating. Like I thought it was supposed to be like that growing up. That's why I was so disappointed when I lost my virginity, because it wasn't that. So then I didn't have sex for a while after that because I was so disappointed.
I wasn't levitating either.
Yeah, but you didn't expect to levitate, babe. So like you were fine, but I was expecting to literally levitate. Like I thought I was, my eyes were going to roll in the back of my head and I was going to have to like, I thought I was going to convulse, bitch. Like none of that happened.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're fed a lot of expectations, for sure. And yeah. I think both of us, you and I both are like big romantics. Like we are very hopeless romantics, hopeful romantics, whatever you want to call it. I feel like we wouldn't have gone on Find Love on TV shows if we weren't.
Facts.
Especially like anyone that goes on these damn shows is a romantic somewhere down there. Because what the hell?
Or a con artist.
I guess, but I think romantic.
If you can go on a date with your first love, obviously, like with who they are now, not go back in time. I'm talking about right now, your age now, my age now, their age now, whatever. If we could go on a date with our first boyfriends, would you want to?
I don't know.
Like if he randomly, now. Exactly. But that's the thing. Like, would you be willing? To like, if he randomly hit you up and he's like, hey, I've been thinking about you. I'm in New York. Like, I'd love to like get drinks on Friday. Like I'm in town for a couple of days. Would you go? Like, would you be interested?
Yeah. If he texted me that, I would definitely go. Cause I would think he was like reaching out on some friendly shit. Cause like we literally haven't spoken. So if he was just like, hey, want to get a drink? I'd be like, oh, it would be nice to catch up and see what he's up to.
Why not?
Like, yeah. I would totally do that. But I wouldn't, in my head, I wouldn't receive that text from him as he's asking me out on a date.
God, no. When I say date, it's more like, you know, it's a date, but it's not
I
like.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah,
I
it's like a catch up, hang out. Yes.
Yeah. But yes, I would go. Would you go?
Of course I'd go. I'm so nosy. Like, it's imagine it's been, I haven't talked to this man in 7 years. And yeah, I'm just like so interested. Honestly, I really just want to know, like, what did he do as a career? Like, did he ever go into baseball? Like, what is he doing? I don't know. I'm just so
yeah. I think the curiosity would get the best of me. I would definitely go. I'd be like, all right, it's a drink. Yeah. Like, if it sucks or whatever, it's weird. It's an hour and a half, whatever. I'll leave.
But I think it would be. Oh. What?
Not a backslide.
You know, I always call it digging in the trash. But or if you don't like, if they're not like awful people, then I call it like going in the recycling bin. But yeah, I would be so interested to have sex with my first love again. Absolutely. That's probably the only ex that I would sleep with.
I couldn't do that. Because a year after we broke up, I saw him and we hung out or whatever, and he still had feelings. And we made out. So this is the only time I've ever like, that's my only sort of backslide situation that's ever happened. We made out and it was so uncomfortable for me because I feel like I could feel that he was like, like, you know when you can feel desperation in somebody's kiss? You know what I mean? Like, it was giving, like, oh my God, like, I really want to get, like, he was still in love with me. So then I just felt like a horrible person because I was just like, I'm just making out to make out because, you know.
Because why not? Yeah.
Because, yeah, we were out, we were drinking, whatever. I thought it'd be fun. Obviously, like, we know how to kiss. It's familiar. So it's just like, then once I did it, I felt disgusting because I was just like, oh, like I feel like I'm like taking advantage, like, oh no. So I don't think we could have sex, because not that I think he's still in love with me, but I don't think I could go there.
I have yet to backslide ever in my life.
I haven't done either
it. And I want to. Why not?
Nope.
But my first boyfriend, like, also when him and I were dating, he had braces, and then he got his braces off, like, we like 3 weeks. He got his braces off, and then 3 weeks later we broke up. So I'm like, I didn't even get to experience him without braces. Like,
I finally checked the DMs on the sidewalk page. Sidewalk page. On the sidewalk page.
Did you take a shot before this? You're like hammered, bro.
Literally never been so sober. Anyways, there was a good question somebody sent in, and I wanted to read it so we can give our advice.
Yeah, let's do it. What is
that? Okay. I am such a single girl. I love it. But I want to be a lover girl with a partner, man or woman. I'm doing that because she put it in parentheses. I don't know how to change my headspace to make it happen and to get my ass on the sidewalk.
Hey.
Dating horrifies me and it stresses me out. How do you find the joy in it? So... She loves being a single girl, but she also wants to be a lover girl. I honestly relate to this very much.
I'm like, wait, okay, sorry. She
loves being a single girl. But she wants, like, I think she wants to be like a lover girl, you know?
Yeah, I relate to her a lot too. You know, I hate being in a relationship, but I want to be in a relationship, but I don't want a boyfriend, but I want to get married. So I get it. But I love being single.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we both relate to you. How does she change her headspace to make it happen, get her ass on the sidewalk, and find the joy in dating?
That's great.
I think you just have to, like,
we both start biting our nails. I'm like, honestly, like, I don't think there's anything to get you there. You're going to meet somebody that's going to make you want to. That's where I'm at. I'm not going to force it. Mm-hmm. I just go out and I'm open. I think you don't have to do anything else but change your mindset to be like, I'm open to it, but I'm not going to force it. That's what I do. Because I can't, like, magically make myself want to go out with a guy who doesn't interest me. But if I meet a guy that interests me, then I'm like, just open. I'm more open in my mind. But everybody just suck right now.
No, that's good advice. You have to, even though you love being single, and I get it, and you love being inside your house, you have to go outside. Like, that's just it. Go out. And then I saw one of my friends post recently about, like, being open, because somebody was like, oh, I hate the apps, and, like, what do I do when I go out to make people know that I'm open? And she said, uncross your arms and face your belly button towards the guy, or, like, towards the door or whatever.
You're at, so you're the, like, bar open. Angles. Yeah. It's all body language. Yeah.
And then smile, lots of smiling. All you have to do is make eye contact with people, be smiley, and then, like, look open, make your body look open. And it gives people, like, that signal and kind of, like, gives them permission to be like, oh, I could go over to her. She seems like an open person. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you're at the point where you're, like, dating, she used the words horrifies and stresses me out. Like, do not force it. Don't force yourself to go do something that horrifies you. Like, the way you find the joy in it is by letting it come to you and, like, not taking it too seriously.
Yeah, I feel like as women, we just put way too much pressure on ourselves. I feel like she probably just loves being single, but there's pressures around her, so she feels like she has to go out and date. You don't have to do anything.
No, she said somebody... she wants to. She said she wants to be with a partner.
Okay. Yeah. So
I mean, there is a lot of pressure.
The advice that I said earlier still stands. Yeah. Like, literally just be open to it and go outside. And if you meet someone that interests you, change your mindset to be like, okay, I'm willing if someone interests me.
Yes. That's what I do. Stay open.
I do not want a boyfriend, but if I met, like, a man that's giving, I'm a date him. Like, what are we talking about? What the fuck?
Yeah. Just keep your eyes peeled, open, stay open, go outside. And allow the opportunities to come to you. You don't have to force anything in life at all, ever.
No. Nothing is be forced, baby. We're young, we're hot, our boobs sit up, and we're dateable.
Yes.
We're a catch.
Okay.
And you are too.
I hope that was decent advice. We rambled a little bit, but I think it was good.
Guys, this has been a very chaotic episode, and y'all know these are my favorite. Like, whenever it's, like, just random, kind of chaotic, where overspilling and sharing, and then it's like, oh, edit that out. Like, I love this shit. I live for it.
It's because we were talking about sex. I'm gonna have to tell my mom not to listen to this. We're not as open as your family.
Yeah.
I don't need my mom hearing my in-depth virginity story.
My mom heard it the night I lost my virginity. So, like, literally. So, and that's the first night I had a Mike's Claw. A Mike's Claw? Not a Mike's Claw. Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Mike, did are I you making up drinks?
Mike's I said Claw. A Mike's Claw. Y'all don't know about that. That's the early 2000s.
You said a Mike Loco.
Okay, wait. Oh, wait. I have to tell you something, but let's wrap this up.
Okay, yeah, we gotta go.
This was fun. I loved this episode.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun for us to edit. But let's. What? Why can't we ever wrap it up?
Wait. Whether you. Shut up, Chelsea.
We're leaving this.
Whether you're Chelsea, for the love of God, let me handle this.
Okay.
Whether you're in the streets,
in the house,
or on the sidewalk,
you're always welcome here.
Come on, baby. We love you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.